Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your active source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name's Justin Mecha. Happy weekend out there to you. Happy, wintry weekend. Man, that came fast, Matt. I was enjoying the 3 minutes of fall that we were having. Geez, there it is. The winter is there. I do hope that you're doing well out there, friends, and staying warm and being safe and giving yourself a little extra stopping distance. I mean, come on, hello, friends. I know we all love those big trucks, except for they need to stop too. And ice does not discriminate, so be careful out there. Hey, I want to thank my great sponsors. And before I do that, I want to let you know I have got something big for you this weekend. We're going to break down this compressed real estate market and what that means, why it's compressed, why I'm using the word compressed. I'm going to explain that to you so you understand where we're coming from. And then in the second half of the show, I'm going to give you 3 steps to take should you decide to continue renting. And let me preface it with this. That may not be a bad idea. Now, I'm not discouraging home buying. I'm always going to be an advocate of home buying. The answer to the question, is now a good time to buy a home, is always yes, if you need to. Yes, if you need to. You know why? Because the alternative is not as good. Not having a home is not ever better than having a home. Just straight up facts for you, okay? However, we're going to break that down. I'm going to talk about a compressed real estate market, and then I'm going to give you 3 things that you can do should you decide to continue renting, which, again, may not be a bad idea. My sponsors, I want to thank you. All About You Wellness and Aesthetics, Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good, and your good friends Justin and Zena Mecha with Keller Williams Ideal. Check this out, friends. I will, okay. All right, let's put things into perspective a little bit. I'm going to give you a couple of numbers, and these numbers are going to help explain why this is a compressed real estate market. In 2021, the nation saw a record number of 6.1 million real estate sales transactions, which means there's 12.2 sides. So there was a buyer, there was a seller, and that happened 6.1 times 12.2 total transaction counts, okay? And that number has plummeted in just 2 short years to now they're predicting less than 4 million for this year's close. That's a massive decline. That's a massive decline. Now here, you know, we've seen these things happen historically. We've actually sold 6 million homes in a year before, and we've actually also sold 4 million homes in a year before. We tend to hover closer to 5 million on, I don't know, an average or maybe on the normal, if I can use that word. However, here's the problem, if I may suggest that. We still have about 1.5 million members of the Realtor Association. So the analogy I like to give is we're all still coming to the same restaurant, except for the menu is a lot shorter. There's less to eat. And so that means there's going to be plenty of us walking out of that restaurant still hungry. Okay, that's a problem. Okay, that's called a compressed marketplace. What does that mean for you as the consumer? Because some of you might be thinking, who cares? And you probably have a right to think that. Okay, that's okay. You can think that. However, what does that mean for you? Well, in the Flathead, here's a couple of numbers for you. In 2019, okay, remember that year? Like, there was no such thing as COVID. There was no such thing as inflation. There were these things, except for they were micro thoughts. They were blips on the radar that nobody even cared. We had 3% interest, probably on average. And we had a housing that was on average, probably about 250 to 350 in Flathead County. Let's just say $300,000. We saw the first year where we eclipsed 2,000 total real estate sales. So 2,099, just one shy of 2,100 in 2019. In 2020, that number rocketed to 2,801. So that's 802 more sales in just 1 year. In 2021, while the nation saw a record high, we actually dipped back just a little bit to 2582. So just about 280 units shy of the former year, 2020. Now, let me take a second here and absorb that. Because in 2020, probably right around exactly the middle of March to the middle of April, everything sort of hit the brakes for a second. And then, you know, in Montana, we took our foot off the brake, except for we didn't exactly hit the gas pedal. We were like, okay, we're just going to watch this thing, do this thing. So for about 3 to 4 weeks, real estate sort of stood still, There was still a couple of transactions, not a lot. So what I'm saying there is we saw 2,800 homes sell in 11 months, right? So that's a lot of activity in 11 months. 2021, we were on the gas pedal the whole time. We saw 2,500, 2,582 to be exact. 2022, that number dropped down to 1,805. Today, year to date, that number is 1,286, one of the lowest years in the past decade. In fact, to compare this year, year to date, to last year, which was a down year as well, because remember, 2019, good year, 2,099 homes sold, and 2022, 1,800. That's 400 homes different, right? That's a significant difference. Year to date, this time last year, we had 1,565 total transactions, residential, by the way, and we're still only at 1,286, so we're down. This is a compressed market in sales. This is a compressed market in opportunity for the real estate professional. This is a compressed market for the buyer. You know why? Because of all of these numbers going down, you know what hasn't gone down? Prices. Because the demand is still there. So that's why you got a problem. This going down should also mean this going down, except for it's not. This going down means this one's staying still, or even in some cases going up. However, fear not, my friends. I have ideas for you. In fact, I have three of them for you. Should you feel displaced in this marketplace, I got some ideas. We're going to take a quick break. When I get back, I got some golden nuggets for you. My name is Justin Mecha. This is the Flathead Home Show. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59.
And we're back. My name is Justin Mecha. This is the Flathead Home Show. I hope you're warm out there, friends. I know that there was some cold data this last section of the Flathead Home Show. I'm going to warm you up here a little bit. However, before I do that, let me share with you a graph that I had come across, this image here. This is coming to you from the John Burns Research and Consulting. Here's a cool little graph. I'm going to throw it in the video. I'll throw it on the Facebook page. And for those of you listening, just kind of play along, okay? This graph suggests this. It found this. Going from 4 to 6% in your mortgage prices 12 million households out of a $400,000 mortgage. Okay, now they're using the number 400 because that's right around the national average of the home price. It's just under 400. However, we're rounding for simple math. So you're looking at a $400,000 purchase. And in this case, I'm going to say $400,000 mortgage, which means it's probably a $480,000 or $450,000 purchase. Regardless, you're looking at a $400,000 mortgage going from just 4% to 6% prices 12 million Americans out of affordability. 12 million. Now going from 6 to 8 prices an additional 10 million out of affordability. What do I mean by affordability? Well, conventional wisdom would suggest this, that affordability is when your mortgage is about one third of your take-home pay. Okay, so let's use the number 35. Okay, so 35%. All right, and that, I'm pushing it just a little bit there because technically it should be 30 to 33. I'm going to go to 35 just to have fun, just to stretch, because that's going to be one of my pieces of advice. If you go 35% of your take-home pay, if you're looking at it and you're looking at a $400,000 mortgage, well, at 4%, your take-home pay needed to be about $54,000 a year to qualify for a $400,000 mortgage at 4% interest. Today, at 8%, your take-home pay needs to be just about $110,000 a year, double, to buy that same house. Now, we saw rates go from 4 to 8 in less than 2 years. I mean, that's doing this and doing this. And for those of you in radio land, that was going up and then going down, right? Going up in price, going up in cost, and going down in accessibility. So what happens if you're one of those 12 million who are displaced? Because I get it. We've been banging the drum saying, buy a home, buy a home, buy a home. And some of you, let me just be fair, and I mean this out of love, 10 years ago when I was telling you buy a home, you're like, nah. And what really was happening there, you were actually telling me, I don't really think I can afford. What you were actually telling me was, I don't want to prepare myself to afford. That's what you're saying to me. Whether you want to admit it or not, that's what you were saying. Okay, we're here today. And I might be saying things like buy a home, except for now you're out. Now you're priced out. What can I do, Justin? Well, I'm glad you asked. I've got three steps for you to take should you choose to rent. Which, should you choose to rent, I understand. I empathize. Here's my advice. Ask your landlord if they will sell you the home. Now, before you ask that question, go to your other half. If there is other half to your story, if you've got a spouse, if you've got a live-in situation, if you've got a partner, whatever you want to identify yourself as, ask that person if there's another half to your equation, if they are comfortable calling this place home for a little while. Remember, it's not the permanent home. Just because you get a 30-year mortgage doesn't mean you have to live there for 30 years. Statistically, very few people do. So stop thinking you're anchored. Stop. In fact, if anything, you're free because you now have a promise that this is what it's going to cost to keep you and your family or your pets or all of your crazy habits under one roof. This is now your assured price because guess what also has happened crazily and even more crazily is rent. The cost of rent has done even this, which is a greater, sharper arrow up. And you know what you can't do about that? Control it. You can't. So check this out. I want you to ask your landlord if they'll sell. And I don't care if you don't love the place. I want you to be assured of your home because it's the greatest thing you can do for you and your family is to shore the roof over your head. Now, owner finance is one of the greatest things a landlord could do right now. Because if the banks are offering money at 8% and you have that house at 4%, man, split the difference and collect 6% on your money. You're going to make a lot of money and you're going to give somebody an opportunity. Secondly, if they will not sell, you need to ask them for 12 months. Get back into a 12-month lease because I want you to be assured that you can afford that home. So I know you're thinking, oh, I'm month to month. I can go anywhere I want. You know what? Cost of breaking lease is actually not that expensive. And secondly, the chances are there's 100 people behind you wanting to rent that same place. Ask to secure your rental payment by getting back into a 12-month. Get there. And then third, stretch. Should you be able to lock yourself into a 12-month lease? Then I want you to stretch yourself. Let's say you're paying $2,000 a month. I want you to commit to 20%. Why? Because what I mean by 20% is take your $2,000 a month and call it $2,400 a month. And if you have to get a separate bank account and put your rental payment on AutoMagic, meaning it automatically gets debited from your account and pays your landlord, then do that, except for then tell yourself your rent is actually $2,400 a month instead of $2,000 a month because that extra $400 inside of 2 years, in fact, 25 months from now will be $10,000 extra. This is why I want you on a 12-month lease. And this is why I want you to be really good with your landlord and pay on time every time, which is why you get a separate account, put it on AutoMagic, and give them $2,000 a month every month on time every time. I know you're going to pay on the 5th. Everybody does it. Do it. And then have the extra $400 a month that grows to $10,000 inside of 25 months. And then with $10,000, you and I turn yourself into a homeowner. That's how we make it happen. It always can happen. It may not be now. It may be later. However, it's never no if you commit to it. My name is Justin Metcha. This is the Flathead Home Show. Be safe, be well, have fun. And of course, as always, Flathead, welcome home.